Like I say, we appreciate the privilege of being here this evening. Appreciate what our heart's been made to feel. Appreciate you being here. It's in the service tonight. I asked you to pray for us just a minute. Don't feel like we'd stand very long. I've got a little thought. Very familiar scripture. We're going to read you, if you want to read along with us, we're going to read some out of the 119th Psalm. Psalms 119. This psalm. So don't get too worried. I say that. I better not say that. I'll read. I don't think I'm going to read. We're going to start with the first verse. Said, blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments. I will keep thy statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. O, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. I believe that's all I'm going to read. I could read on. This is a good chapter, and it's got some good instruction in it. It most certainly does. And there's, as listening to you and what's been said and what we've heard tonight. And we all in a position that maybe we don't understand. And the truth of it is, real truth of it is, did you know without the young coming on, this church will cease. It will. It'll play out. I can take you, and most of you that's sitting here already know, around the churches that 30 years ago was blossoming. And not just blossoming, they had some fire about them. Now you say, preacher, you gonna get in judgment? It doesn't matter. I've got a thought tonight. Lord, help me. But I was thinking as I was reading that of this psalm, the very first part of it, David wanted to be in a position to where he could walk in the statutes of the Lord, where he could follow his precepts, where he could keep them statutes, and where he could do these things diligently. I think, and I'll just be honest with you tonight, that we're missing a few parts. Brethren, the reason things are not working amongst the generation coming on is because they have lost their precept and they've lost their vision of what the Lord and the church is. The church, quite frankly, does not mean very much to them. Does it? Now, there were things going on in David's day. They most certainly was. And David, in this chapter, in this 119th chapter of the book of Psalms, he wanted something above all things. And that was to do righteous and to live upright before his God. And he knowed without a doubt, my friend, it was going to take God's word in him to make it happen. He said, "Thy word, O God, have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee." And I'm going to be honest with you today. Brethren, the word of God does not mean very much to people today. No, it don't. No, it don't. Brethren, the word of God is not a fact where people does not apply it to their life. It can do all things. There's nothing. There's not anything in this world that's greater than the Word of God. Listen. Listen. Brethren, if people don't purpose in their heart to live and to do better, brethren, we're headed for destruction tonight. Preacher, you don't want to preach that. I don't want to think about that. I'm going to be honest with you. We're living in a time, my friend, when it seems like that the Spirit of God just rolls off the back of people just like water on a duck's back. Does it not? I really believe, I believe there's as much word as there ever has been. Brethren, we just ain't got no participation. Preacher, you gonna run us off too? I'm not gonna run you off. I'm gonna be honest with you. If you're where you ought to be, I can't run you off. Glory, hallelujah! We need the word implanted in our hearts, brethren, every day we live tonight. Do we not? David said several things about the commandments and the statutes and him doing righteously. But brethren, he spoke about the word, my friend, four or five times in 15 verses. Thy word have I hid in mine heart. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. That's an individual affair. Amen. Yes, it is. There's no way under God's heaven that I or any other preacher, brethren, can poke the word of God down you tonight. No, sir. Preacher, y'all do better down there if you had something for the young folks. We got something for the young folks. You know, when I was saved, you say, preacher, we ain't going back that far. When I was saved, my friend, you know what they had for the young folks? Brethren, the same thing they had for the adults, my friend. Woo! I'm going to tell you something. If it ain't in the heart of a teenager to do right for God, it's going to be difficult for them to do right. People, brethren, we're living in a day, I know churches and you do too, that shut the doors. Yes, sir. Dwindling down. Sister churches try to go help them, keep things going, and brethren, it just dwindled down. One preacher would say this, I can remember a time, my friend, first church I ever pastored, I've told you before, they, brethren, we was low, very few. Lord, I didn't know how many members we had till he come singing that. Honestly, they never showed up. Regular service, Sunday school. We had five in Sunday school, and there's three, my wife and my child and me, my friend was three of them, and so that left two that only come to Sunday school. Yes, sir. Listen. Now, Lord, help me. I'm just this away. My friend, I preached to them all I had. And all the Lord give me. I'd preach to them. And brethren, when they'd have singing that, I'd preach to them then. They didn't like it. They liked a lot of other folks. Yes, sir. Listen, I'm not here, my friend, to tell you that God's not able, because he is. Amen. Now I'm going to say this. I heard a song on the way up here. I prayed on, pray until something happens. Push. Pray until something happens. This song said, pray until something happens in me. Glory, hallelujah, Bruce. That's what it takes. It's got to be individual. And brethren, if we ain't got the desire, God help us to repent tonight. I look around, folks, and I'm going to be honest with you. The hunger for the Word of God is not there. The hunger to do the will of God is not there. Look at it. Think about it. Brethren, they're going to have the same desire you've got. Is that not right? Preacher, what are you getting on to us for? It ain't me. You won't blame somebody, blame all these that brought it up tonight. I'm just going to be honest with you. We all on the same page. Are we not? I'm going to be honest with you again, my friend. It burdens me. And brethren, it troubles me when the Spirit of God can move like it moves Sunday morning and everybody's fine in the pew. Something's wrong, Leroy. Something's wrong, my friend. Woo! I've seen the time, brethren, I'd go to the altar had it been as strong as it was Sunday. Search me. Song says, search me, O God. Lord, send a revival. Start the work in me. Yes, sir. We need it. We need it. How many of us have hid His Word in our heart that we might not sin against Him? It ought to be automatic. Preacher, we ain't perfect. It ought to be automatic. I can see. It does my heart good when people just do what the Lord bid them to do. Yes, sir. And when somebody says, I got a song. There's a young man in one of our morning meetings in revival down at Stoner's. We was down there, had Brother Matthew. He is about 13, maybe 14, about 13, I believe. One morning service, he's sitting right over yonder. He said, I got a song. He's quiet as a mouse. He said, I got a song to sing. I've got to sing a song this morning. Glory, thanks be to God. You know what happened to that young man? He left that second bench. He got in the choir. Folks, he's still there, thank God. Woo! It's what we need. Crafton? We need some folks, my friend, that's got a desire. It's my desire to live for Him. You hear me? Do you hear me? I want you to look around, folks. I want you to look at me for just a minute. I'll do this. I'm not the oldest one here, but I'm pretty close to them. Ain't we, Crafton? Getting older. You look around. You look around, young folks. These older ones gonna be gone. And brethren, you better be ready, my friend. You've lost more than a congregation in the last few years, last several years. Yes, you have. I know you have. I ain't gonna say that. David said, "Thy word, O Lord, have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee." Folks, it's individual. It's individual. Brother Carlton Rogers was my pastor. He is a man that preached when I got saved. He is a man that baptized me. He married me and my wife. And he preached at my ordination. Listen. Listen, he had two boys at that time. Had another on the way. He wound up with five children, four boys and one girl. Somebody asked him one time, said, "How many are you going to have?" He said, "I'm going to have one till I have a girl." Had four boys, two sets of boys. Two that was about 3 years apart. Then he had two more that was about 3 years apart. But they was about 10 or 11 years between them. Then he had a girl. Listen. If you'd ever round Carlton Rogers, when old Carlton get Carlton out of the way, he can preach. He's about like Randy. Randy get Randy out of the way, he can preach. Yes, sir. Listen. Listen, I'm not trying to put anybody down and show anybody for anything, but Carlton Rogers probably had his faults, but he was a man of God. I appreciated him. Not just because he baptized me and married me and all such as that. That's not why I appreciated him. You know why I appreciated him? Because he preached that book. He preached it. And thank God I loved it. I did. I loved it. I couldn't get enough. You say, "Preacher, everybody ain't preachers." Amen. It's probably a good thing we all ain't preachers, ain't it? But the Word of God, my friend, is for you. It makes no difference what your capacity is. Out of five children that Carlton had, there's three still living. One, to my knowledge, unless something's changed, and I don't think it has, his oldest son's living. His next to his youngest child is living. And his daughter's living, which is the youngest. Now listen, I don't know why I'm bringing all this out. I just want you to look at a few things. Out of his five children, my friend, one, to my knowledge, is in church. Now, you say, preacher, what does that mean? Don't mean a whole lot. Outside of the fact, it doesn't matter. You can be a preacher. It doesn't mean your children gonna follow your footsteps. You know why that is? Because it's individual. It comes down to one. It comes down to you. It makes no difference whether you was raised under a preacher or whether you was raised under a drunkard. It still comes down to you as an individual. And I'm going to preach to you, brethren, in this day and in this hour, if your desire's not toward God, it's because you have chose it not to be. I don't care how you was raised. You hear me? I know a family. I know more than one family. I know a lot of families. I worked with a young man that was 22, 23 years old. The only church this man knowed was Vacation Bible School. Vacation Bible School. And I got to talking to him. Lord, let me talk to this man. Yes, sir. Got to talking to him. He come in one day and he said, Randy, said, I want to come hear you preach. I was in revival. I was up in LJ. And I told him, I said, well, I'm in LJ, you can ride with me. LJ? I ain't going to LJ. That was his words. Don't you ever preach around here? I told him, I said, they revival right over at Dry Creek. I said, they'd be glad to have you. You go over, visit them. Well, I don't know nobody over there. I said, them two young men right yonder go over. I said, you know them, don't you? Well, he went. Listen, he went. Don't tell me God can't make a difference. It has all to do, my friend, with what you are pursuing. And I'm going to be honest with you before I go any further. You look around you and see what men and women are pursuing today. Can I tell you something? It ain't all the world. The church, a lot of the church members is pursuing what the world's pursuing. You hear me? Where's the desire? I'm not trying to be smart. I'm not trying to, my friends, say nothing for nothing this evening. But I want you to know, folks, it comes right down to the individual and what is most important in their life. Just because you've lived in church all your life don't mean your son's going to. Don't mean your daughter's going to. Don't mean they gonna live like you lived and still have a desire. You hear me? This young man, he went to Dry Creek. He come in the next day, I was in LJ. I knowed the preacher is preaching over there, and I knowed the pastor. He come and found me real quick that morning. He said, Randy, he said, you called him. I said, what are you talking about? He said, you called him and told him all about me. I said, I ain't talked to the man. And he talked to me for over an hour thus working there about how that I had talked to that preacher and told him everything about him. He said, that man preached to me, and he preached because he knowed me. I said, brother, it works one way. I said, the Lord was talking to him, and he's talking to you. You best do something about it. Yeah. Glory. Listen. I honestly believe, folks, that God's Word and His Spirit still works today. I've always preached this, and I'm going to continue to preach it. You know what the problem is today? They're not seeking the Lord. They're not. They're seeking everything else, but they're not seeking the Lord. Now listen, I believe in eternal salvation. But I'm going to tell you something, my friend. Eternal salvation comes with some things. Amen. There's some things that, brethren, that a person has if they've been saved, born again. Brethren, there's some attributes. There's some beatitudes. There's some things that follows that person. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It was probably a year and a half, maybe 2 years later, that young man got saved. He called me. He wanted me to know that the Lord saved him. Hadn't been to just a few years ago, I had that young man's funeral. He passed away. Listen, there's no guarantee you're going to live to be 90. No guarantee you'll live to be 80. No guarantee that you'll live to see tomorrow. Preacher, I feel fine. A lot of them felt fine. Didn't wake up. Preacher, you're trying to scare us tonight. I'm not scaring you. This won't scare you. But what I want you to realize, it is an individual thing. And folks, we need to pray. Do we not? We need to pray. In David's household, you can't tell me that sin don't bring some things with it, because it does. It did in David's day. And I'm here to tell you it will today. Yes, sir. There's men and women alike that's lost all the influence they ever had because of sin. I believe God forgive them. But the truth of it is, sometimes a person cannot forgive themselves to the point that they can operate freely. Freely. You hear me? Preacher, I don't understand all this. It don't matter whether you understand it or not. I'm just going to tell you, this is how it works. I know it does. You do too. The Scripture teaches, there's no need in you drowning in your sorrows. There's no need in you drowning in your disappointments. The truth of it is, you live long enough, you'll get disappointed again. Yes, you will. But the fact of it is, we need to press forward. We need, my friend, to do exactly what David said he done. Hide his word in our hearts that we might not sin against him. Listen, folks. I know tonight. I'm not mad at you. I'm not trying to downgrade you. I'm just telling you a fact. Brethren, there's people in this world that says they want to do better, but they never put any action with it. I believe people can operate when they're forgiven, don't you? I believe they can. A lot of folks says David never did get forgiveness, but I believe he did. But there were some things that was spoken against David when David sinned that was coming. It had already been put in place. And brethren, David was going to bear the retribution of what was coming. Yes, sir. The Lord forgive him. You can go and read it in the 50th chapter of the book of Psalms. God forgive him, Jeff. But brethren, David's household was an uproar. Child after child, Amnon against Absalom. Absalom killed. Tamar desecrated. Listen, sin followed right on down in David's house. But it was the judgment against him for his sin. You can't tell me today, I don't care how saved you are, you can't tell me today you allow sin in your life and it won't affect your children. They might not pay for it, but it will affect them. Not only them, it'll affect everybody around you. Yes, it will. The thing about sin, my friend, is that it has no good company. You hear me? Can we get forgiveness of sin? Yes, we can. Yes, we can. And brethren, when we get forgiveness, we need to build that on the Word of God. It'll build. We got children we can't reach. We got grandchildren we can't reach. Hear me? We got great grandchildren we can't reach. Listen, you say, preacher, what are we going to do? I got one powerful thing I can do. And the devil can't stop me. Preacher, you, the devil, he can't stop me. Not unless I want to be stopped. You hear me? Brethren, my life between me and my God is just as close as Randy wants to be.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Just as close as I want to live. I'm one. Folks, I don't know about you, but I got my work cut out for me.
Yeah.
Hadn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. My children never did like for me. They'd rather I whoop them than sit down and talk to them. I'd gather them all together, and Kathy herself, I said, no, you're going to sit right here with us. Preacher, didn't make no difference. I had something to say, and they was all going to listen. They might not do nothing about it, but they was going to listen to what I had to say. You hear me? Have not we heard the word? Has not the word went out? Isaiah asked that question. What did he say? What was the answer? Yes. Yes, it's went out. The word of God ain't bound, folks. It's the only free thing there is in this world. Better get a hold of it. Better get acquainted with it. You know why? It'll keep your soul out of hell. Yes, it will. It'll keep you out of jail too. It'll keep you out of trouble. And brethren, it'll help you redeem them that's round about you. Preacher, not that I can save anybody, but I'm going to tell you something. Everybody sitting here, every one of you can help save some. You know what the book of Jude said? He said, some save with compassion. He said, others, my friend, pulling them out of the fire. Pulling them out of the fire. Hear me. I'm not going to get on to you, but I'm going to tell you something, folks. These mothers and dads that's going to be weeping one day because they have failed to follow the church covenant. Pure and simple. Can I tell you something else? This world's in a mess. Ain't none of us, my friend, that can't look out and see this world's in a mess, and this world's just plunging. right off out into the deep. Are they not? Headlong, headstrong. Folks, and they're pulling a lot of ours with them. I wished I could tell you, my friend, that Pawpaw was a deacon, or Pawpaw was a preacher, or Pawpaw was just a good lay member, and that the grandchildren was going to follow in his steps. It ain't going to happen. You hear me? It ain't going to happen. Unless the grandchildren get a desire.
Amen. Amen.
And unless they look toward the Lord. I can't help it, folks. People wonders why there ain't a lot saved in this hour and this day. And I've said it, but I'll say it again. There ain't many seeking to be saved. Can I tell you something else? Them that's coming, my friends, all right. They all right. They've looked around and they've fitted in somewhere that they're all right. And if they're all right, I got news for you. They ain't seeking to be saved. It's going to take the power of God. It's going to take the Spirit of God. Now we can say what we want to about the old heads round about, but I'm going to tell you something. When they come to meeting, folks, they went to meeting. Did they not? Left everything out yonder. Yes, they did. Lord, I'm going to hide thy word in mine heart that I might not sin against thee. I can't make you have a desire. You cannot beat it into your children. But you sure can demonstrate in front of them. And live in front of them in such a manner, my friend, that something gonna take hold. Something. I ain't off the mark tonight. I asked the question. Brother Clinton Lunsford used to preach, and he'd very seldom Clinton get up. He didn't preach on sin. Very seldom. And if he said it once, he said it probably 100 times. He said, the gods of prosperity has robbed us. That's been a few years ago. Several years ago, I asked him. I asked a lot of the older preachers coming along. I said, y'all went down to the creek side. I said, you'd have 20, 30, 40, 50. I said, my only question, where are they? Where are they? You know where they were? Just what Clinton said. The gods of prosperity. He said prosperity got the moving. Things sort of freed up. He said, and your church services started dwindling. That's what Clinton said in his day. hear me tonight. The only way, my friend, that Mountain View is going to dwindle is if you and I allow it to. Through what? We're one. But we got several ones here tonight. Our desire needs to show up. Yes, it does. Appreciate your attention. I do. I appreciate your attention. I appreciate your prayers. I'm not forth-telling. I'm not no prophet by any means, any such as that. But I'll promise you tonight, it begins through an individual. And I personally just don't see that many seekers. Do you? Preacher, you ain't got no good outlook. I got a great outlook. I'm going home, ain't you? I'm headed. They sang an old song. I can't remember all of it. It talks about troublesome times are here. Freedom we hold so dear, now's at hand. Humbling our hearts to God, safe from the chastening rod. Take away pilgrims, trod heavenly home. Jesus is coming soon, morning or night. Or noon, many will meet their doom. Trumpets will sound, all of the dead shall rise. Righteous meet in the sky, heaven will come goodbye. Heaven will come. Troublesome time. Are here. You know, I'm glad tonight that I don't have to let this world dictate how I'm going to live for the Lord. Yeah. I don't have to let it. I could. Yeah. You could too. But I'm glad I don't have to let the world dictate how I am going to live for the Lord. I believe I'll just stick with it. Anybody got anything?